better never rest.
What is up, everybody? Jake Rowe, Rusty Mansell, Dogs HQ here with you. Post-game show, Georgia takes down Tennessee, 31-14. Big night for the offense. Defense got it rolling there in the second half. A lot to talk about. But this show, as always, is presented to you by Bulldog Snacks, the official snack of UGA and the Classic City Collective. Listen, when you purchase Bulldog Snacks, and they're awesome, a portion of the proceeds go directly to the UGA student athlete, and it goes to contribute to helping Georgia get players in all sports. It goes to the Classic City Collective, and listen, that's what they're there for, and it's delicious. Go check out right now. You can go check out what is called the sample pack, and listen, this is a good deal. $20 gets you 4 bars, 1 cookie pouch. You're gonna love it. You're gonna want more. Go check it out. Go check out the sample pack, presented by Bulldog Snacks and Rusty. Bulldog Snacks gets to sponsor what is going to be a pretty happy post-game show here. Georgia takes down Tennessee. Tell me what you thought about it.
Well, Georgia beat them 31-17. It felt like 31-14 for a little while.
Oh, yeah, it did.
That's all right. It's all right. It's late. You know, here's the quick thing, Jake, for all the talk about Carson Beck, for all the talk about the offensive line, Georgia gave up zero sacks tonight. Georgia played 5 offensive linemen the entire night. Not one single person had another rep. They got into a rhythm. The protection for Georgia, listen, James Pierce for them is hell on wheels. He disrupted them a couple times. They got a holding on him. But for the most part of this game, Jake, Georgia, the offensive line held up. Carson Beck held up. Georgia kind of made some adjustments. I think they won some one-on-ones. And I said this. I said it on Dogs HQ. I said it in a couple of interviews this week. Smile Monday was going to be a big deal to come back to this team. And Smile Mundy was the best player on defense tonight for Georgia, man. He dominated. He made tackles against a hell of a running back. I don't think people realize how good he is, how quick he is in person. But Georgia, overall, great performance, great bounce back. And we kind of felt this going into, Jake, you said this week, when you back Georgia into a corner, coming back home, all the things, the recipe is right for Georgia. And they wind up winning this game by 14 points.
Yeah, they do. And you know, listen, it didn't look great early, man. I mean, Georgia couldn't really move the ball. You look at the first quarter, Rusty. Yeah, that too. I mean, they were struggling with that defensively for sure. But you look at the first quarter, Georgia is able to turn in just 66 yards of total offense in the first quarter. Then you get to the second, and Rusty just starts taking off 174 yards in the second quarter, 119 in the third quarter, and then 94 in the fourth quarter, 92 coming on a drive, Rusty. That I'm talking about 12 plays, 92 yards. Georgia's up by 7. They made mistakes. No, let's don't do that tonight.
That was a grown man drive. Then
it was a big one, and Georgia had several of those. They had four touchdown drives tonight, 75 yards or more.
Yeah, man. And listen, not to get too technical, because that's you. But you don't talk about 13 personnel. Georgia had no choice. They were down wide receivers. Dylan Bell, that's going to be a big discussion. And furthermore, the season, that's a big injury. We'll talk about that later on. But right now, 13 personnel with those 3 tight ends, man, they really came alive tonight. Oscar Delp came alive. Lawson Lucky had a great night blocking. Jurasek made a couple of big catches. So Georgia found a way. And credit Mike Bobo for all the heat Mike Bobo took this week. What he had to do tonight to manufacture yards and manufacture points without a lot of playmakers, they dug in. 13 personnel with that tight end group and did a good job.
I tell you what impressed me most, Rusty, was they had penalties in bad moments. They had bad penalties, the 12 men in the huddle thing. They had penalties
out of a timeout.
They had negative yardage plays. They got behind the sticks. They made mistakes, and they just kept coming back with a play. They just kept kind of coming back with a play, and it was just – that was something that had been missing from this offense all year long. It was like a mistake doomed them. Tonight it didn't, and they were at their best when their best was needed. I mean, I know the offense didn't do much in the first quarter, but 31 points in the final 3 is pretty strong, and that's a big night for Mike Bobo in November. Another night game, another win.
I've got some happy fans behind me. I think they're subscribers, and they're real happy. They're in a real good mood. So I'll say this, man. Georgia tonight offensively, they just got so much. There's so much more left in this team. But such an impressive. I can't wait to watch the tape and what they did. defensively too, clamped it down a little bit. I tell you what, man, Daniel Harris came in.
He did.
After Humphrey got that pass interference, he was off the field. They inserted Daniel Harris, KJ Bolden. KJ Bolden's now experienced. He's making plays. So I can't really wait to watch this tape. I thought the interior with Jazz Chambliss kind of flipped some momentum. Two negative plays, a pressure, a tackle for a loss. And you go back and look at 32, you know, he played like it's one of the last times he's going to be in this stadium. He played really big tonight, too.
And Steve, you talked about, you know, Mike Bobo catching some heat. I think number 15, Georgia's longtime senior quarterback, has also been catching plenty. A lot of drop balls tonight. And he wasn't perfect. He missed some stuff. He had some erratic throws. But you know, 25 of 40 with the amount of drops he had tonight. You know, 337 yards, 347 yards, something like that, two touchdowns, three carries for 32 yards and a touchdown. That run he had, the first one, the 14-yarder, seemed to kind of set the tone a little bit for
them. Oh, yeah, big play, man, big play. I think if you ask him, he'd want the ball back to Dom Lovett on that right before the half, and that gave up three.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Listen, man, Carson Beck, that's the best he's played by far this year. The most clutch. He felt comfortable. He had that look in his eye tonight. And I'll tell you this, man, Georgia's a banged-up football team. Georgia's a very banged-up football team. And if they can finish this thing off and beat Georgia Tech at home and they get 3 weeks off and rest up, Georgia's going to be held to deal with in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think so too. The Dylan Bell thing's big, and listen, we just don't have any information on that right now. They said something about high ankle on the ESPN broadcast and shin. We'll see how that works out. If it's high ankle, then
how about Nitro Tuggle?
Yeah, that was absolutely, you know, coming in that quick slant that he hit for 17 yards, picking, yep, you know, cutting the chains, but then picking up the face mask. I know he did nothing to pick up the face mask, but to be in position to make that play. I mean, listen, they've got no choice now. It's Anthony Evans, it's Nitro Tuggle, it's Sakovi White, it's whoever they can get into the football game.
Yep. Yeah, there's no choice. And I would be surprised if we don't see Sakovi White. You know, listen, we got UMass coming up. Georgia should be their big favorite. If they come out and handle business, we're going to see a lot of these kids. But, Jake, this is not one of those games now where you get some kids some reps. Now it's you get a kid in here to see what he can do on tape, because we're going to need you. Like, we're going to need you. 2 weeks from 2 weeks and back in the stadium at night, it's going to be a rivalry game. It's going to be a very tough football team. Georgia Tech's kind of getting everybody healthy right now. So I know you're going to appreciate this win tonight. You're going to enjoy it. It's a huge win. It's SEC win, another big win over Tennessee. But they got to finish this thing off right in the regular season and win the next two to make this one mean as much.
I tell you, Rusty, I mean, this team, it has a way of, when you start to kind of doubt it and really kind of be concerned about it, they find a way to kind of silence those. And they didn't do it in a pretty way tonight. They definitely didn't do it from the jump. But, you know, Tennessee jumps out to a 10-point lead. And for Georgia, for all the people, for all the folks that got on their social medias this week and everything else and questioned the culture of this team, I want you to kind of look at the fact that Georgia fell behind 10-0 and then went on a 31-7 run against the number 7 team in the country and just took them over. And that was a dominant showing for three quarters.
A team, Jake, I think I'm right, a team that hadn't given up 20 points all year?
Had not given up 20 points all year.
Yeah, so
that was one of the – that, listen, statistically, you want to look at, you know, what they've done this season, that was statistically one of the best defenses in college football right there. That was one of them.
And what worked in Georgia's favor is once they got rolling and started getting long drive, and they kept Tennessee on the field a long time. And those guys started having their hands on their hips, started not being able to get up the field, those types of things. But I'm excited to go back and watch this tape, see what it looks like on tape. I know you're going to dig into it, and we're going to have a ton more. But you can talk a little more about the Bulldog snacks right here. We're going to wrap this thing up. A few more things you want to talk about.
All right, we've got one parting shot after this, Rusty. But sample pack over at Bulldog Snacks. They present and sponsor for the Dogs HQ, the Georgia show, post-game show. And we appreciate them, man. These things are delicious. They're great. Proceeds go to the Classic City Collective. And they go to they are the official snack of UGA and the Classic City Collective. You go to student-athletes, man. Support the student-athletes and get you some good cookies in the process, man. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy. At least it'd be nice to have right now. Sit down with a cup of milk and watch that SEC final tonight. Oh man,
I need that one.
After all the beating and stuff you've had to deal with this team, for you to get a chance to go home and enjoy one tonight. I know Georgia fans are enjoying that because it sure didn't feel that same way this time last week in Oxford.
They got their tail whipped, and that's what I told people this week. It happens, man. It's a tough league. And Kirby Smart's talking right now, and I guarantee you that his message to the media is going to be, this is a tough league. We've had the hardest schedule in the country, period. They had another tough team here tonight, found a way to win. And it says a lot about this team, man, a lot about this culture, and we'll have a lot more about this win all week long.
Absolutely. All right, man. Y'all take it easy. We'll be back with you tomorrow night. Plenty to talk about, plenty to cover. We got you. Take it easy.